This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Blue Jays are hot and the Yankees are not. And they played an ugly, disgusting brand of baseball last night. And they've been doing it for, I don't know, 6 weeks at least. Because the beginning of the slump wasn't about this all that much. Yeah, I mean, you know, Dominguez forgot how many strikes and Volpe got thrown out trying to steal third base in the Boston series. Yes. But that slump was mainly about being shut down offensively. I mean, they went how many straight games of not scoring runs. So it's been losing, or at least, you know, somewhat losing baseball for like 2 months, but the bad defense has really been about, you know, I don't know, 6-5 weeks. Doesn't matter. What's the difference? It's just the beginning of the slump is really more about offense. That's changed, but now this ugly defense has shown up. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Bobby in Sound Beach. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
great
buddy.
Show, man.
Thank you, man.
You know, I agree about the tightness rather than the looseness, but My thought with Boone, and I'm an old time Yankee fan, you know, show some patience. A lot of these managers have gotten a long, you know, tenures and stuff. But when does it start to be about that? About the whole coaching staff around him. I mean, who he chooses. It just seems that I'm a Cashman guy. I think he did put all the right play. He got defensive play. I mean, people like Goldschmidt and Bellinger and stuff, he made the team better defensively. Mm-hmm. Dominguez was going to be a question mark anyway out there. But even from the beginning of the year, it should have been a better team. Even, I mean, Cabrera starting at third for a while, even he regret. He wasn't that great. He was hitting a little bit and then he got hurt. Peraza's supposed to be, you know, a stud defender any way you put him, and he's not playing great. Volpe's done what he's done. Wells, in a way, has regressed with throwing people, not with framing, but with throwing people out. It's the base running. You know, you mentioned, but I'm thinking that this slump had a lot to do, too. There was way more than just that third. They must have had four or five guys thrown out of third with either no outs or two outs trying to do it. There's been multiple people forgetting what they're doing, the Bivas play the other day. I mean, somewhere there has to be coaches, and maybe it's a chemistry thing. I'm watching Soto be the best base runner that he's freaking been, you know, almost this year.
Yeah, he's stealing the more bases. He's made a conscious effort to steal more bases. He was also hitting in front of Judge. He's not going to steal bases hitting in front of Judge.
Yeah, true. But even more than he has in his career. But you just see other teams, not just the manager, and you get the managers, you know, Cash and Madden and all these guys and Kelly and people, but maybe some of it's just the whole staff. I think Blake is a great coach and I would keep him, but, you know, Chapman's supposed to be what? He's not just the first base, isn't he the infield coach, I think, too? And I know everybody makes you take the same ground balls and watch the same films, but maybe that tightness is they're not going to change anything in the middle of the year. They're not firing.
I mean, a couple
Boone
years
or anything,
ago, they changed the hitting coach and they brought in, and it didn't really help at all. Now,
I don't think
that all. Like, if you want to revision the staff at the end of the year, fine. I don't think firing anybody now really does
happen.
Anything. And again, you could fire Boone and maybe they go on a run. I wouldn't think so, but. To me, Boone, and they just gave him a contract. So Boone's going to get the year. I think Boone to keep his job, he better get to the ALCS. Like, outside of that, like, and especially if they don't win the division, if they're a wild card team and get knocked out in the wild card round or the DS, I would think Boone's job is up for debate. Now, Brian Cashman is a different case. I don't think the owner has an appetite to move from Brian. When Brian Cashman decides he wants to transition to a different role in the organization, that's when it'll happen. There is such a relationship built there. I think they know the level of success they're at least guaranteed with Brian Cashman. And I'm telling you, a lot of people around baseball tell them it's amazing how long they've had success like this. Like, I think other people inside baseball do not take it the same way Yankee fans do. They look at it and go, holy, it's been 25 years of being a quality baseball team, like, without fail. Now, I'm not telling you the Yankee fans should feel the same way, but I think a lot of baseball people do. And I think that's where he hears it. I don't think he has an appetite to move on from Brian Cashman. That I agree with. And I would at some point. There comes a time. He's been here for 25 years. And I would move on from both of them if that's what happens this year. To me, they have to make the ALCS. If I'm the owner, to me, they better make the ALCS this year, bare minimum, or they're definitely gone. And even that, like, if they don't get to the World Series, I'm considering it. And especially with the way they've played this year, I think I probably maybe even move on from Boone if he doesn't get back to the World Series. I mean, people think I'm in love with Boone. I'm not. I'm truly not. I just don't blame him for everything. That's all. I don't think he's the greatest. After the 23 season when they didn't make the playoffs, and they were both like kind of up for contracts, I said move on. Or Cashman was up for a contract. Fire Cashman. And even though I didn't think Boone necessarily had to be fired, I was like, if you're going to move on from Cash, you got to let the new GM be able to pick his manager. So clean house, let's go. I was fully on board with cleaning house at the end of 23, and I'd fully be on board right now for fire. If Aaron Boone doesn't make the playoffs, he's gone. And I'll be right there with you screaming for Aaron Boone's job. I'm a Yankee fan. I think I'm a level-headed, pragmatic Yankee fan. People, you know, you got to hate him right now, otherwise you're not seeing it clearly. You got to despise everything Boone is doing, everything Cashman's doing. You got to think the organization is broken, otherwise you're not a real Yankee fan. I'm mad. I'm freaking furious. Last night was a disgrace. I'm fully aware. I just don't think the players are very good defensively. That's why I don't think Boone, now they're tight. Now that's on him. I think he's got to find a way to loosen it up. And I know that that's going to make people laugh. I'm telling you, I think that's what it is. I do not think that they are just like loosey goosey. No one cares. I've made my money. The manager doesn't mind. I'm cool with it. I think it's the opposite. I really do. I think they're tight. I think you can sense it. As a Yankee fan, I'll ask you, you're a Yankee fan, we're watching the game. One thing goes wrong, what do you think is happening next? An error is made, what do you think is happening next? I think that the players feel the exact same way you do. And for some reason, you're desperate for them to tell you so, and they're not going to. I don't have any misconceptions. I don't need them to tell me so. I just need them to not be the way they are. And I don't think telling me so is going to make that change. I don't think that's the reason. But yeah, no doubt. Do I watch the, and I've gotten on Boone for the last, has made three comments now. I'll even include last night saying we're a good defensive team. You're not. We all know you're not. Like, come on. We know you're not. I'm fine with we were. I feel like we have the guys to be, and hopefully we will be moving forward. Like, that's what is a manager supposed to say? We're terrible defensively, and until we get different players in here, we're just not going to be a good defensive team. Is that what you want them to say? Like right now, our left field situation is a disaster, and I got to play Goldie every day at first. And, you know, and things are just going to have to change because we are not good defensively. Is that really what you want to hear? Is that what you think the message should be? I have no problem with the message being, listen, we're not playing well right now, but we have the guys in this room to be good defensively. I have no problem with that. It's showing confidence to the team. I don't know what he should say. But don't tell us it's just this building, the magic of the Rogers Center or whatever it's called now. It's the magic of Canada. For some reason, when we cross the border, we can't play defense. Like, come on, you idiot. Like, come on. Stop. I don't want to call him an idiot. He's not an idiot. But, like, stop. We all know you're not a good defensive team. You're not. We all know Anthony Volpe is not playing a good shortstop at the moment. Again, same thing. You want to say he was a good defensive player? I expect tomorrow he will be a good defensive player, but right now he's just not very good. I'm fine with that too, but don't tell me we are currently watching a good defensive shortstop, because we're not. And then the other comment recently was when the Vivas play at third base in Atlanta. Well, I don't pull guys off the field for, you know, I only do it when they're not running hard. I don't do it for mistakes. Like, you don't do it for anything. You wouldn't pull a guy off the field for any reason. So, like, and I'm not even screaming that you have to, but don't tell us you would, or that you do, or this is the circumstance that you do, because Gleyber Torres, you know, didn't run hard a million times. A million times. And finally, after the, you know, 900,999th time, you pulled him off the field. Like, stop. You don't pull guys off the field for anything. And I'm not even saying you have to, but don't tell us you would or you do. You don't. Don't tell us they're a good defensive team. They're not. Don't tell us Anthony Volpe is currently playing good shortstop. He's not. But again, I don't think that changes anything of what we're actually watching on the field. I don't. I don't think they're very good, and I think they're tight. And I think it's up to the manager to make sure he loosens them up. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll have a quick break. We'll get to a little bit of the Mets as well. Good win. Nice to see Vientos came through with a hit, although he did get into a double play and get thrown out trying to go to third. But still, double down the line, you're looking for him to make an impact. We've seen Alvarez over the last couple of days, and now the stars of the team have decided to wake up as Lindor comes through with a couple of hits to break his 0-for-31. We got to see Alonso hit an absolute tank job to kind of break out of a little July slump. So hopefully the Mets continue to in this manner as Manaea came back, made his second start of the year, pitched fairly well, pretty well. Got a sweep, and you move on out to the West Coast. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back after this. I don't even want to sing. So annoyed by that Yankee loss. Frustrating.
It's fair, bro. It's fair to say that. I mean, I've been there a lot with the Mets, and this isn't an all too familiar feeling for me. So I got to be honest with you. Being where we are with the Mets right now, I kind of feel a little. Empathetic for how you're feeling right now. And I mean, the thing that hits me when I look at this Yankee team specifically is what you've been saying the whole day. And this is what I said coming into the season. They have to be a great defensive team. And every step you could have taken to get there, you had to take. And now you still have to do, because that's how this team is still built, and that's how they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's their offense that's carrying them, and the offense has been good. Like, I have no problem with the offense. I mean, it's not perfect. It comes and goes. There are games they get shut down, sure. They've had some issues at times, you know, manufacturing runs. They haven't been good in extra innings, especially on the road. All understandable. They're not perfect. And it'll, you know, to see how they, assuming they're a playoff team, which, again, they're still a playoff team. In my mind, they're still a playoff team. And the division's not long. The division's not over, but it's going to be a very difficult division to win. Now it's just this. That's just the math. It's going to be a tough division to win. They're five games back. In reality, they're five games back because they have to be a game better than Toronto. So they're five games back. They only play Toronto three more times. Now, they do have an easy schedule down the stretch of the season. They play the White Sox a bunch at the end. They play the Orioles a bunch at the end. Like, and the Orioles might move people. Obviously, the White Sox, you know, just aren't good already and might move people. So, I mean, at the end of the year, they should be, you know, picking up some games. But right now, it's got to start right now. They got 2 weeks. And again, and, you know, me and Zoo was just, you know, questioning me on it. Like, I said it before the series started, and I'll say it again. Like, I didn't think the series impacted Brian Cashman at all. Brian Cashman's got to go out there and improve this team. I do not think, I don't think the organization is broken. I don't think they can't win with Boone and Cashman. I think Brian Cashman has to go out there and still chase a championship with this team. I still think this team is good enough to go out there and warrant chasing down a championship. I don't want to just, well, I'm not selling anything because this team's not worth it. No, the team is worth it. The team is worth it. I think the offense is deep enough. If they can get some more bullpen help and just play better defensively. And again, like Aaron Boone said, I was just looking at the list right now. Someone tweeted it out. Like Aaron Boone says, they're a good defensive team. Like clearly for the last 2 months, they are not. But they're also, you know, down the list on errors. They do not have, like, the league's top. They do not make the most errors in Major League Baseball. They're not close. They're about middle of the pack, a little bit better than middle of the pack. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that means they're a good defensive club. They have not been, clearly. But, like, I don't think it's a fatal flaw that they can't be better at or they can't win a championship with. And he's got to go out there and impact the team. And I see, I'm looking at, I heard Bowden talk about moves off the roster. We've been talking about moving Grisham. I don't want to move Grisham. I'm trying to chase the championship. And right now, he's their best center fielder. I want him playing every day. I think really, we're going to get to the point where I think Ben Rice and Jason Dominguez are a conversation moving forward. We've all been clamoring, myself included. Play Jason Dominguez more. Play Jason Dominguez more. He's got to play. He's earned it. I mean, I watch him play left field. Let's just be fair. Again, it's not like he's dropping fly balls. It's not like he's a disaster. But right now, it's just at the point where they have to play their best defensive team. And that is not Jason Dominguez. And that is not Ben Rice. Like, that's just where I think they are. But should the New York Yankees continue to chase a championship? Should the New York Yankees attack this trade deadline? Absolutely. They should not move anything, just sell some of the pieces, sell the Ben Rices, sell the guys who aren't going to be here next year, not Ben Rices, excuse me, Trent Grishams, and, you know, move any piece that's not there. Don't trade away any prospects. It's not worth chasing it this year. I totally disagree because and this is where I'm going to push back on everything I was just saying. Like, I'm pissed off at this team, but the idea they can't win, I'm sorry. The Detroit Tigers just lost 9-10. They were swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, everyone goes through a stretch. I'm not saying they're not a good team or they're not even a threat to the New York Yankees. Of course, the Detroit Tigers could wipe the floor with the Yankees in the playoffs. Of course they could. But are you going to tell me the Yankees can't beat them? Yankees can't beat them. Yankees can't beat the other teams in the American League. Like, again, right now they haven't been good enough. They need a third baseman. They need more bullpen help. They need Max Fried and Carlos Rodon to pitch better in big spot in the biggest games. But I'm chasing it. This American League isn't dominant. Baseball isn't dominant. It's completely up for grabs. Look at how the Dodgers are playing. The hottest team and best record in baseball is the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, I think the Milwaukee's done a really nice job, but the Milwaukee Brewers are the best team in baseball? If so, I'm chasing championships.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bet your ass. This is a huge moment for Brian Cashman. And if you look at it, I talked about the pivot to start the year. There was a time when all of us, myself included, were lauding the pivot. As Juan Soto wasn't Juan Soto just yet, wasn't feeling himself, and the New York Yankees pivoted to a group of Paul Goldschmidt, who's hitting 360. Judge was obviously killing it. Since April 20th, since 420, ironically enough, Cody Bellinger's been a 900 OPS guy. Max Fried is a huge addition to the team and has been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball and certainly the American League so far this year. Their pivot! It was working. They had a seven-game lead in the division. They were kicking ass. It was working. And now you see the failings of it. And this is why I wanted Juan Soto. But you start getting to the point now, off of that pivot, and now heading into this trade deadline, an offseason where they chose not to go get a third baseman. They are now, Brian Cashman has got to fix this thing. This is a huge trade deadline. Now, I know he doesn't love moving prospects. I got to tell you, I'm open to anything. I'm open to anything. And I think, you know, right now, I'm open to moving, like, for the right pieces, and it's got to be controllable for some of it. But, like, you tell me you can't trade Schlittler, you can't trade Ben Hess, the other pitching prospect, you can't trade Jason Dominguez. Now, can't trade Spencer Jones. Under the right circumstance, I'd be willing to trade any of them. I would move on from Jason Dominguez. I honestly, hearing that audio played in Keith's show, like hearing the idea of Jim Bowden saying that here, you know what, Zoo, do you have that audio? Because I know Keith played. I don't know if you can find it anymore. He sent it to you.
Yeah, give me a second. I gotta re-pull it up.
Okay. Right now, the best outfield is Grisham in center, Bellinger in left, Judge in right. I mean, it sucks for Dominguez, but here, now listen, this was Jim Bowden, I believe. I could tell his voice listening to it. Talking about the possible trade deadline for Brian Cashman, the New York Yankees, and how to go acquire a third baseman.
You know, the Yankees are pursuing Eugenio Suarez like a lot of teams are. Five other teams are pursuing him. We get that. Not a great defender at third base, but, you know, if he does get traded, which is still a question mark, we're not going to know until next week. You know, there's no promise that the Yankees can pick him up. And so they've looked around the other third baseman available, Ryan McMahon in Colorado, right? Cabrian Hayes over there in Pittsburgh. You know, neither one of them really tickles their fancy for understandable reasons. And so, you know, how do the Yankees make a contender for contender trade to kind of solve the third base situation for them? And so, you know, I came up with the idea of Jason Dominguez going to the Mets for Vientos. You know, two similar talents. Change of scenery might help both guys. For the Yankees, you know, they've got Bellinger, Grisham, and Judge in the outfield, and Spencer Jones is ready. He's at 26 homers in the minor leagues. He's been on base at a 40% clip all year. He's made incredible adjustments. And quite frankly, the minute the Yankees promote Jones, they're going to have a better team. That may end up being one of the best acquisitions they make at the deadline, is just calling him up from AAA. So because of the outfield depth, I kind of feel like maybe they could take an outfielder, turn it into a third baseman. And if it's not the Mets, you know, maybe it's the Royals and Michael Garcia, the all-star third baseman. But it may end up being a contender for contender type of trade where they trade from some depth in the outfield to try to get a third baseman. So that was my thinking behind it.
So I don't know about necessarily Vientos or anybody else, just the idea of, because let's be honest, we all know Jack Curry and his, when he says things, you know, his, how close he is to the Yankees. And when he says things, you kind of, you know, you look at it a little bit differently than any other reports, because there were reports earlier in the day that, you know, they're looking at this guy, that guy, if Suarez falls through. And Jack Curry is telling you the Yankees do not have a lot of exuberance for some of the names that have been attached to them, Suarez, Hayes, McMahon. Like, if they're not looking at those guys, which are clearly those teams are sellers and prospects, could there be a swap? The thing about the Jim Bowden audio you heard right there is contender for contender swap, which you don't see much, but the trade deadline is so different now that you might. You might. And I don't agree, I don't disagree with them about what the best outfield for the New York Yankees is. And I don't disagree with them that if someone's willing to give me, you know, depth for depth from teams that are both potentially looking to improve for a pennant race, it's not the craziest thing in the world. It really isn't. But Brian Cashman still has to go out. I believe that this Yankee team still is capable of winning a championship. I believe this team has a chance to still go do something special. They need to improve. They need bullpen arms. They need a third baseman. And they might need a rotation piece. We'll see if Luis Gil comes back. See if Cam Schlittler really finds himself in this rotation. Like, there could be answers there. But right now, it feels like the one place there are no answers, other than, like, the defense has to improve. They have to play their best defensive players. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
I got the plane tickets and I got the limo, and I'll be the driver. I'll take Cashman and Boone to the airport, send it to Beijing, China, Chris.
Okay.
I've had it with Boone. I've had it with Boone's post-game press conferences.
No,
I'm
going to
pull my hair out of my head.
Who cares about them? Stop listening to them, Stu.
I don't care, but you want to know what? He is terrible. He's making all the wrong decisions. I understand there are injuries, but come on. Can't they do something about their defense? I told you, I would rather see Peraza at short, Vivas at third until the trade deadline.
And Vivas makes it. Vivas doesn't come up with a play at third base today. Like, I mean, it's just like, again.
It's a sinking ship. Taking on water very
fast. Yeah, listen, we heard this last year, too. And then they won the division and went to the World Series. Now, I do agree the division's going to be tough now.
Yeah, it is going to be tough. The
division's going to be tough to go win.
Doesn't want to lose.
Yeah.
And they're kicking the crap out of us.
Yep.
And who else is up there? Tampa Bay is getting there. And Boston.
No, well, Tampa Bay's been bad. Boston's closer than Tampa Bay.
Okay, so Boston's getting close. It's getting to be very annoying. Don't you agree?
Of course, I'm very annoyed. I don't know if you could tell my tone, Stuart. I'm very annoyed. I just don't think shipping Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone to Beijing is what's going to fix it. That's my only difference with a lot of the other, you know, annoyed Yankee fans. I don't think moving on from the manager right now is the right thing to do. And I don't. And I think Brian Cashman, you know, right now in the middle of the trade deadline would be a bad time to fire. Like, they got to go out there and make moves. Now, there are moves. There are bullpen guys. There are names. There are different things they can go do to improve this team. They got to go do it. Last night was an ugly loss. They were kicking the ball around. It was embarrassing. And I don't like to throw that term around. I don't even, people throw it around the World Series. I would even push back on embarrassing around the World Series. They had a lead in the 10th. They had the lead in the 10th inning of game one. They had a 5-run lead and then had a miserable inning. I get it. Judge dropped a baseball. Like, that happens once every 1,000 times Judge goes to feel that. It happened in that moment. The Dodgers scored one more run in the series than they did. You want to call it embarrassing? Fine. Now, you want to get embarrassed in the World Series? Okay, you were embarrassed. They went to the World Series for the first time since 2009. I don't overly feel that embarrassed about it. Last night embarrassed me as a Yankee fan. I was embarrassed. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. We'll do a quick break. We'll come back. Talk a little bit of Mets. Talk a little bit of football as well. As the New York Giants, we got our first look at some of the practice of the New York Giants and the conversation around the quarterback. And obviously the left tackle who needs to be healthy. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. We'll get into the Mets and the Giants and Jets as we get you closer to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. I'll be right back. Quick Yankee call. We'll do a little bit of Giants in this segment. As, you know, we all know Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback. I don't know why we even needed to. The Giants plan on starting Russell Wilson for as long as they possibly can. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And ultimately, I think it was the plan we've been waiting for. I thought it made a ton of sense a couple years ago to draft while Dan, you know, and like, you know, last year, and draft a quarterback and give him run underneath Daniel Jones on the way out instead of having to bring in a Russell Wilson. They could have done it last year. They chose not to. They're going with Jackson Dart this year, who threw a pick six on his first pass at practice yesterday. I don't think it's a big deal. But we'll get into the quarterback situation, the toe injury from Malik Nabers, Andrew Thomas and his injury still on the pup list, Evan Neal and his transition to guard, and how good can this pass rush be? 888-808-1019, McMonagle with you on the Fan. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, Mac, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. Listen, everything you're saying is resonating with me, what you're saying. You know, what is accountability? You know, accountability is what? The only thing I would say is Vivas, I would have taken him out after he didn't. You know, other than that, but what are you going to do? You're going to start benching everybody? Come on. Are the Mets going to be accountable when Soto doesn't run the first? Are they going to take him out, too?
That's not the same. And right now, the Yankees, the one thing about the Mets and the Yankees, and maybe even other teams in the Yankees, which I think is fair, and someone said this to me on Twitter, and I think he was being fair, because I have been posting, you know, just really just to be tongue-in-cheek and to be, you know, a bother and annoying to people who are annoying me. But there's bad, sloppy play all over baseball. Like, it truly is. It's ridiculous. Like, baseball is as sloppy and poor defensively as it's ever been. And
exactly.
There's no doubt. Yeah. And it's not just the Yankees. So I push back on the idea that it's Boone and the Yankees when it's a lot of baseball. But, like, even the Mets, right? Let's take the Mets for example. Mets just swept the Angels. They've won now 4 in a row. After losing the first two out of the break, they've won 4 in a row, feeling good as they head out west. And even in the win yesterday, a couple of different things, right? They had, you know, Vientos get thrown out trying to get to the bag. You get guys picked off of, you know, on balls to the outfield over the last couple games. There's been some issues. They haven't played overly crisp. But the Yankees are, the difference between the Yankees and maybe these other teams, we got to follow it, is they are consistently losing games because of it. Like, that's the difference. Like, I look at, now, who knows what would have happened the other night? They only scored one run, the solo home run from Stanton. But those two defensive plays, it feels like it cost them the game. Last night, you know, that defense is why they lost this game. Like, they're losing the games because of these snafus. So, that's the difference. All teams have them. But even following the Mets as closely as I do, although it's hurt them, it hasn't cost them nearly as dearly as it's cost the Yankees. And then even looking around baseball, There's no doubt. On any given night, I can find two or three plays that are every bit as sloppy as what the New York Yankees do. I just don't know if it's costing those teams on a regular basis the way it seems to be costing the New York Yankees.
Exactly. And to your point, you know, I would definitely look to let Dominguez go. You know, not because I don't like, I think he's going to garner a lot of interest because he's 22 years old, he's a switch hitter, he runs like the wind. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can get somebody good for him. But I would go with that outfield that you were saying. That outfield may be the best fielding outfielder in baseball.
It very well could be the best defensive outfield in the sport. I don't disagree with that. I don't know if it is 100%. The Cubs have a good one with PCA and Tucker and Hap, you know, Hap can play left too. So, like, they have a good defensive outfield. There's other defensive outfields, but it would be tough to tell me with Grisham, Bellinger, and Judge that's not one of, if not the best, defensive outfield in the sport.
Okay, and then the problem we have, too, is the third base, right? The couple of errors. But for the most part, third base has been fielding well, right? Because they had a couple of mishaps, but they were
well, when unfortunately, although he was better last year, when Jazz was at third base, he was not good this year. So
no, I'm
since
talking
they
about
made that move,
yeah.
No, si- well,
I'm
yeah, no,
about-
yeah, since they moved Jazz back to second, Peraza, yeah, they haven't been bad. Peraza did have a killer error the other day, obviously, in Toronto, but no, I mean, he made all the plays last night. Vivas came in and a bullet was hit to him that kind of took a bad hop and he couldn't make the play. But no, you're right. Third base hasn't been that much of an issue. Shortstop has been much more of an issue. First base when it's not Goldschmidt has been an issue. And Dominguez out and left has been a major issue.
Yeah, and I think part of the Volpe thing is, man, two of those balls that he got errors on, the first baseman should have caught him, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one the one to Rice, he should have had that, and Goldschmidt should have had that.
Yeah,
those are routine play. They almost always catch those. So,
yeah, I don't want to say bad luck. They don't deserve that. Like they made their own bed. It's not bad luck. Anthony Volpe, you're right. The ball was in Goldschmidt's glove. I can't believe Goldschmidt didn't come up with that play, but Anthony Volpe can still throw the ball to his chest. Like it's one thing if he has to move far to his left and he's throwing the ball off balance. And hey, listen, you're a great first baseman, Goldschmidt. You got to make that play. Like then I'd get it, and I'd give Volpe less crap and put more of it on Goldschmidt. So yeah, I agree with you. Goldschmidt should have made the pick. It was literally in his glove. But that is the most routine, easy play a shortstop can make. And it was right by the bag, too. It was like as close a throw as a shortstop's going to make. He's got to put that on it. Like, he's just got to make it easy. He's got to be able to put that in his chest. Like, his arm is just crap right now. So I'm not looking to make excuses for Volpe. He's terrible defensively. He's been terrible defensively this year. And, you know, he hit the home run in this game. It's a big home run. Offensively, he's been a little bit better since the All-Star break. He's hit three home runs since the All-Star break. They've played six games. He's got three home runs. And big ones. All of them were very big. All of them were impactful. I mean, they end up losing this game, but it ties the game at two after they blew the lead. So he's got to be better, though. They've all got to be better defensively. It's just the fact of the matter. And I think Dominguez is an interesting thought right now. I think Dominguez is a real interesting thought. And last night, they don't go into the biggest game of the season with their ace on the mound with their best defensive team. And that's what Susan was talking about on the post game. She's 100% right. You got to play your best defensive team. You've got to play with all the issues they're having defensively on the infield. You got to play Goldschmidt. I like Ben Rice, but he could be your backup catcher and your DH sometimes against right-handed pitching, although you're going to want to hit Stanton because he's been killing it. So, I mean, that's just unfortunate for Ben Rice. He's got a long career ahead of him. He's a young kid. He doesn't have to play every day. Right now, they can't afford to not play their best defensive team. And I think the question is going to be for a lot of Yankee fans, and you can answer it for me if you'd like at 888-808-1019, because we've all been screaming for for Jason Dominguez to play every day. Got to play Jason Dominguez every day. Got to play him every day. Got to play him every day. Got to play him got to lead him off. Got to lead him off against right-handed pitching. Got to lead him off. Got to play him every day. Are we at the point where we feel different about that? Like, because if it's about this defense and how bad it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And you want to fix it. And that's ultimately what we want to do, right? We want to fix it. You think firing the manager is a better chance of fixing it, or putting the best defensive team out there has a better chance of fixing it? And that doesn't include Ben Rice, and it doesn't include Jason Dominguez. It just doesn't. Now, at the trade deadline, again, you're hearing mixed reports. Earlier in the day, you're hearing that McMahon, the third baseman from Colorado, is the backup to if they don't get Suarez. We heard Ricky Ricardo talk about how the Yankees are very close, or at least real having in-depth discussions with Arizona about Suarez. We hear a lot of connection. Jeff Passan, who's as good as anybody. I mean, Jeff Passan is, you know, as good as it gets when it comes to breaking news for Major League Baseball. He is at the top of the game. And he has linked the Yankees over and over again to Suarez. Jack Curry, who is the voice piece of the New York Yankees, or at least that's the perception, is poo-pooing the idea of Suarez. And I'll be totally honest with you. I'll say it again. I don't want him. I don't want Suarez. I don't want him. For multiple reasons. One, I don't think offense in any way is this team's problem. In any way. I think their offense is fine. It's good enough. It could always be better, sure. And clearly, whoever they get at third base, I don't care who it is going to be an improvement over what we're getting now out of Peraza, who is literally like the worst hitter in Major League Baseball. So whoever they bring in is going to be an upgrade offensively. But Suarez isn't good defensively. So for me, the fit isn't great because he's not good defensively. Like, does he help them more than any other third baseman? Maybe. So, but my point is one, it's not exactly what they need. And I'd rather have a better defensive player on some level, although Suarez is a great hitter and he would make up for that. And that middle of the lineup would be a different dynamic. But the other thing is, I don't know how many pieces I have if I'm not willing to trade Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones or George Lombard or Cam Schlittler, if I'm not willing to trade these guys for rentals, and I don't know what else is available.
then I only have a few, you know, I only have a few bullets to use to go get rentals. The farm system, while I think is better than most people say, is not just endless. It's not that deep at the moment. So how many actual guys do I have that people want that I could use for ammo to go get relievers or a starting pitcher or a third baseman or a non-rental, or a rental, which they're not using, willing to trade their top prospects for? If I only have a few bullets, I'm going to get a pitching impact. I'm going to get bullpen guys, another starter possibly. Third base is the least of my concerns. Go get a good defensive infielder who hits a little bit. I don't want to waste all of my bullets on Suarez and then feel like, well, I'm still not good defensively. And yeah, he hits a bunch of home runs, but that's what we do. And now we haven't improved our bullpen, and I got to throw Jonathan Loaisiga in a big spot. I just don't know if it works. Now, if they go get everything, fine. If they go get two legitimate bullpen arms and another starter and Suarez, all right, I'll live with it. But it's not going to help them defensively, and right now that has been their biggest problem. So I think that the trade deadline is very interesting. And everybody, you know, everybody's out for bullpen. The Mets are out for bullpen. That's about all the Mets are going to do. So if David Stearns is looking at this team and says, look, we've kind of got our pitching together. Manaea's throwing the ball well. The offense is coming around. We just saw Lindor break out of his slump. You know, we just saw Alonso hit a bomb and break out of his slump. We expect those guys to get hot here and go along with, obviously, Soto, who's kind of in a slump as well. But we're getting a little bit more from the bottom of the order. At least we have over, you know, the start of the second half. Our pitching is in order. We've even got some guys coming out of the bullpen. Brooks Raley back and throwing well in big-time situations as a left-hander out of the bullpen. Barazabon, Reed Garrett, and obviously good Diaz, and even Stanek over the last few games has been far better. So your bullpen's rounding into shape, although that's the one spot you're looking to attack. Your starting rotation has been much better. You've got Manaea, as we said, coming back and pitching well in his second start. Frankie Montas has been much better than we would have thought in his rehab assignments being a disaster. Outside of the second start back, he's been pretty damn good. They don't go deep into the game, so that's why you need all these innings. Clay Holmes doesn't go deep. Montas doesn't go deep. Manaea's still not going deep. Kodai Senga's still not at the point where he can go deep. You got Peterson as your only starter who can go deep. That's why the bullpen, even though it's starting to round into shape, and you feel better about Stanek, and you've added Raley, and Reed Garrett's coming back, and Barazabon, who, you know, went through their struggles for a little bit after being their two most important relievers outside of Diaz to start the season. You still need bullpen arms because you need arms you can trust because this rotation doesn't go deep. So you got the Mets needing relievers. Every team in baseball needing relievers. It's going to be a very difficult trade deadline, and so that's why the idea of this, for the first time really, to see a push where it's going to become more common for contenders trading with contenders, usual off-season trades happening at the deadline because you can trade from your depth and try and add to your weaknesses. I think that might be something. And again, I'm just telling you right now, if it's me, and it's not just Jason Dominguez's fault, but with the way the team is defensively, I don't know if I can play him. And if I can't play him, how do I develop him? And if I can look to improve this team and I can't via the old ways of trading prospects, I think you have to be open to move Jason Dominguez. And again, it's not his fault, but he's not good defensively. That's their weakness. I need to improve. You got Spencer Jones possibly coming up, who's hitting 26 home runs in the minor leagues. I've also got the idea that I could take some of the money coming off the books this year and go and try and get Kyle Tucker. I might have outfield options where I can live with moving on from Jason Dominguez. And if they're looking for proven guys, and Jason Dominguez has an 800 OPS as a left-handed hitter, where Spencer Jones is still just the prospect, if that appeals to some of these contenders who are looking to make impacts right now, I don't think you can just dismiss moving Jason Dominguez. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back, say good morning, and take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.